Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Stewart Chamber of Commerce President Christy Lonsdale about RagBrite coming through Stewart on Monday, July 22nd. A week from now is going to be pretty busy in Stewart with a couple of big events, both for those on four wheels and two wheels, starting with the next Scoop the Loop event.
Yeah, Scoop the Loop will be happening again on Saturday, July 20th. So in the afternoon, the same great events that we have, cars coming into town, the big car show, food vendors uptown. So everybody's invited to bring their lawn chairs and come up for that.
Just a couple days later, all of Stewart will be packed with people for RagBrite on Monday, July 22nd. How are you feeling being a little over a week away from that?
We have done lots of planning, lots of meetings. We're meeting, you know, every week, sometimes a couple times a week, just to make sure we've got everything ready to go. We just finalized all of the emergency storm shelter places we will have. We'll have All Saints Center, the First Congregational Church, the Stewart Elementary, the Stewart Herald basement here, Varley Law Office, City Hall, the fire station, the high school, American Legion, the depot, the car wash, Carl Chevrolet, the express service lane will be open as a storm shelter, and Country Kitchen. So we're well covered if in case we would have bad weather. All the vendors have been placed, whether they're setting up in the Stewart Park or they're setting up downtown. Lots of good vendors in the park as well as entertainment. We have entertainment planned between the park and downtown. We'll have two bands. One will be downtown and it's called Work Day Cure. Then in the gazebo at the park, we'll have a kind of a two-person band. It'll be Cold Pizza and Day-Old Bread. And they'll be playing from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Games, we've got two beer pong tables we'll set up. We've got horseshoes for the horseshoe pits in the park. We've got the giant Jenga, giant checkers, giant Connect Four are just some of the games. And I know that the Young Professionals Group is working on setting up a sand volleyball location, so they're in the works of that. Volunteers is the big thing we need right now. We have forms out on the webpage and for the Stewart, Iowa webpage, and also for the Facebook page for Stewart RagBrite 2019. Christy Russell has kind of been heading that up, and she's available to be reached either by that, there's a form to fill out, or you can call her at 515-201-3983, and she's kind of heading up all the volunteers. You can say what hours you're available to work that day. We've got all kinds of jobs listed, so you can kind of pick your job. And anybody that works at least 3 hours can get a free t-shirt, a RagBrite t-shirt, and it will have the RagBrite logo on the front and then all of the sponsors listed on the back. So it's really a cool t-shirt to have.
And if folks want to sign up to volunteer, they can find the form online.
Yes, it's on, like I said, the Facebook page, which is Stewart RagBrite 2019. It's also listed on stewartia.com, our regular town website page, so they can go there too.
How early and for how long will the RagBrite bicyclists be in town that Monday?
Well, the first thing that's going to be coming through is going to be the support vehicles. We will have a sign, electronic sign, set up by the interstate that will direct them. We are going to be parking the support vehicles out by Carl Chevrolet and out by Country Kitchen. And there will be transportation, a shuttle service, to bring them uptown and to the park. So we could start seeing them, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning, wanting to come up and check everything out. And they'll relay messages back to the RagBrite group that they're with. And then maybe 8, 9 o'clock, definitely by 9 o'clock, we'll start seeing a lot of the RagBriers rolling in. They'll be coming in throughout the whole day, 12,000 or more, you know, 15,000, who knows how many will have come. We'll have many signs up directing everybody where the vendors are located, you know, what's available. I know the American Legion is one of the first places when they turn off Highway 6, and they're raising money for the American Legion when they come through the park. I know the Stuart Lions is raising money. Our money will be dedicated to Community Christmas and Sarah's Holiday Caring, as well as many other local vendors that'll be in the park and uptown. It's just kind of their option. Do they want to stay in the park and enjoy the shade, more of a family type atmosphere, or they can head uptown and be up for the beer garden. That will be blocked off on both ends of the street here on the 2nd Street. So at the four-way corner and on down by the movie theater, they'll be blocked off to kind of contain that group within there. There will be two places that the bikers can park their bikes. We'll have a cable strung up between tractors, big pickups. One will be between the Stuart Park and the elevator, right there on the north side of the Stuart Park. And the other one will be set up in front of D&G Auto, uptown on Division Street. So there'll be a cable that people can put their bikes on as they come through and then get off and walk and visit uptown for the vendors and stuff. They're looking at 3:30 to be our leave time. I know the Highway Patrol does visit all the different towns, and at that time kind of we'll visit the bars and visit and kind of shut everything down, try to get the bikers to move on to their next location. So it doesn't mean we won't have bikers coming in a little bit later throughout the day, but the main big hub will be leaving Stuart about 3:30.
Can you mention what street closures people can expect for those who are typically driving in or around Stuart?
The first street on the west end, they'll direct traffic down Adair Street. And then on the east end of town, we're looking at Madison, South Madison, that they can come across. I always think of that as the back way going into Hometown Foods coming from that direction, if that helps somebody with figuring out which street that is. So the main flow of traffic can bypass all of downtown by taking one of those streets to get through. So they can still get through and around Stuart and just bypass on Highway 6 and all that traffic by taking those streets.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Stuart Chamber of Commerce President Christy Lonsdale about RAGBRAI coming through Stuart on Monday, July 22nd. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.